Now, you mind your step, Jenny.
Nah, go on. Don't you worry none about me. Rock it over me, Jen. I'm right as rain.
Tush, I love. Mind how you go.
Got myself round. Evening.
Good evening.
It's a raw night, isn't it?
Yes. Raw.
You'll ruin them fine clothes.
Would you like this?
Come straight to the point, don't you, love? Well, my place is right along here. Maybe that must be brown.
No. There.
We are in a hurry, aren't we? Come along. Oh, thought you are, sir. Wouldn't want to break it. That's lovely. We got our own bed. Come on, then. I'm hot. I'm getting colder if you take my meaning. What's your name, dear?
John.
John. John.
My friend, don't call me Jack.
The Gazette's going to continue with your pieces on Free Love HD.
Free Love sells newspapers. Gentlemen, I give you the Feasty Casanova.
Here, here.
Well, I've got my little experiment to pay for.
Oh. Well, you're the hero of the working class, H.G. Free love's the only sort they can afford.
Oh, Lord, don't start him on socialism. In heaven's name, we'll have to listen to a sermon on the subject.
Father will be here all night.
You oughtn't to call it a sermon.
You know
I don't believe in organized religion. Socialism is the path mankind must inevitably tread on its way to a utopian society.
McKay's right, you know. We've heard all that. What's this great announcement you've brought us all to supper for? Have you found the cure for gravity?
I think I'd prefer to wait until we were all here.
Thought we were all here.
Dr. Stevenson is here, Mr. Wells.
Thank you very much, Mr. Turner. Would you send him in?
Nothing for the poor old man.
Good evening, John.
Gentlemen, good evening.
Hello, John.
We've begun to despair. Have you dined? There's still a little roast beef, I think.
Awfully good. Try some.
Thank you, no. Perhaps a little brandy to take away the chill.
I'm sorry to have missed supper, but a physician's hours are not his own, I'm afraid. Gentlemen.
Good health.
Yes.
Cheers.
Now, what has Herbert left for me tonight?
Tess will have to wait, John. You're only just in time for the big surprise. Isn't he, H.G.? The great big whatever it is.
Am I? I was waiting for you. I'm all attention.
Very well.
Gentlemen, I have called you together tonight to bid you farewell.
Farewell? Where are you off to?
Going abroad?
Well, another holiday in Scotland, eh?
No. No, I am going travelling. But I'm not leaving London. Indeed, I do not expect to be leaving my laboratory.
Mm-hmm. Riddles again.
Gentlemen, I am talking about travelling through time. In a machine constructed for that very purpose.
What? Poppycock.
Why?
Electric light, gentlemen. Courtesy of Thomas Edison, the modern Prometheus.
Good heavens. You were really serious.
Good God. I don't believe it. You've actually built the bloody thing.
Well, free love has paid for most of it.
Yes, I've no doubt. I did you think practical jokes was in your line, old boy.
12 years ago, a French engineer harnessed the power of the sun to run a printing press. My time machine derives its power from the very same source.
Can't be serious. You mean this thing is propelled by sunshine?
This cup catches the rays of the sun, converting its heat to electricity here. Electricity does the rest, juxtaposing fields of energy, creating friction. The result is an ever-increasing series of reactions that lifts or literally rotates the machine out of one time sphere into another. The cruising speed is 2 years per minute. You can go into the past or future at will.
2 years per minute?
Acceleration will keep the machine and its occupants outside all time spheres, in a conscious but vaporized state.
How do you determine which direction you're journeying?
Well, if you rotate to the west, you gain yesterday. To the east, you accumulate tomorrow.
Balderdash. Go north, you get to Glasgow.
The machine is designed with several safety features. The reversal rotation lock automatically returns the machine to its starting date after the completion of a voyage. If the occupant is injured during the course of a flight, the passenger is returned to the point of departure. Unless he uses this key to countermand the device.
Without that key, then, the thing's a bloody homing pigeon.
And what, may I ask, is this? John, this is vaporizing equalizer. Without it, the passenger journeys through time without the machine. And without the machine, there is no coming back.
Well, H.G., which is it to be, the past or the future?
Oh, the past. Surely he'll want to meet Cleopatra.
The future.
Now, why the future?
Because I belong there.
Oh, dear.
Within 3 generations, the social utopia will have come to pass. There'll be no more war, no crime, no poverty, and no disease either, John. Men will live like brothers and on terms of perfect equality with women as well.
Oh, dear. Let's have the past.
Yes, dear.
I can't agree with you. Check. Really, you astonish me, H.G. In the midst of all your theorizing, you manage to ignore the facts. The evidence of human history is that we live in a cosmic charnel house. Mankind has not changed for 2,000 years. We hunt, we're hunted. That's how it is. That's how it shall always be. The future will prove you wrong. The future will tell. Anyway, I have just one question for myself. When do you leave?
I'm not sure.
Human frailty at last.
Oh. Well, to be quite candid, I haven't quite worked up the nerve.
First time HG ever lacked nerve.
No, but I will. All I've got to do is to set the date and activate the switches in sequence.
Of course you'll find it, and I'll inherit the Hope Diamond.
Checkmate, Herb.
How does he do it?
Not again.
Every time.
Well, I know how he thinks, that's all.
One day I shall win.
Yes, when you learn how I think.
Oh, sorry to interrupt, Mr. Wells, but there are two gentlemen here from Scotland Yard who'd like a word with you.
Gentlemen, what is the meaning of this?
Beg pardon, sir, I'm sure. Might we have a word with you, sir?
The Ripper. In this vicinity?
I'm afraid so, sir.
We've cordoned off the entire neighbourhood. We're asking the folk here about to cooperate. Will that be all right with you, sir?
Scotland Yard.
The housekeeper will sleep the better for it, sir.
Of course, by all means.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
What's happened?
Apparently, the Ripper has struck again.
No, your permission, sir.
Pulling your leg.
Oh, my Lord.
Goodness. He hasn't been heard from for years.
Nor in this part of town. No doubt about it, I'm afraid, gentlemen. He has a very distinctive style.
What is there, Sergeant?
I think you'd better have a look at this, sir.
That's Dr. Stevenson's bag.
That belongs to one of my guests.
What did you say this man's name was?
Stevenson, John Leslie Stevenson. He's chief of surgery at St. Bartholomew.
I'm afraid he's also chief of surgery in Whitechapel.
Upstairs, Inspector. All
windows
are locked from within.
And the skylight?
Also closed. We take the roof, sir. There's no sign of him.
What's in back?
Dead end used for the Harbrick wall, sir. He's not gone that way. I'll take my oath on it.
He was with you just now? He must have gone out the front somehow as we came in.
Right, sir.
It doesn't matter. We know who he is, which is a sight more than we did until tonight. We'll round him up. If you gentlemen will accompany me, I'll see that you reach your home safely under a police escort.
There's bound to be an explanation beyond belief.
Thank you, dear. It's my own brother.
I've never been so frightened. That bag. I don't know how many times I've put it in the closet for him. I wonder he didn't take it with him when he left.
Then we'd never have known.
He was always such a gentleman.
Yes. A gentleman.
I wonder where he got to so fast the coppers couldn't find him. They searched high and low. And we were by the front door the whole time. Oh, well. If he's fooled them all for this long, I don't wonder he's fooled them again.
What did you say?
I say we were by the front door the whole time.
When you learn how I think.
I've turned that bloody maniac loose upon Utopia.
Mr. Wells. Now bring me the housekeeping money, Mrs. Turner, all of it. And any money you may have of your own, if you please, I'll make it up to you. How much?
£15.06, sir. Would you want it all?
All if you please, Mrs. Turner. Oh.
Something wrong, sir?
Would you mind awfully? Money may not answer, I'm afraid. I may have to trade with the natives.
North Korea.
Ask not!
President Kennedy is dead.
Martin
Luther King.
Senator Kennedy.
One small step for man.
The Israeli athletes were killed. Vietnam ceasefire agreement.
Because of the Watergate matter.
Second test tube baby broke John Paul's successor.
Khomeini.
It executed four generals.
Mommy? Mommy, look at that. Mommy, come over here. Mommy, who's that man?
Jensen, come away. He probably works here.
Life of an extraordinary human being whose prophetic vision influenced the shape of things to come. On your left as you enter is the inlaid wood secretary with its unique roll top from Wells' rooms in Mornington Crescent. It was on this desk.
Hey, you! Get away from that exhibit! Where do you think you are? Disneyland?
Pardon?
You hurried me. Now, come on, get behind those ropes. That's what they're there for. Come on, come on.
The reasons for his building the model are not known. Wells is curiously silent on the subject of letters and in his experiment in autobiography. Perhaps the fact that it didn't work made him reluctant to discuss it. H.G. Wells was born in Boston.
You people, Christ Almighty.
I beg your pardon. Could you please tell me what city it is?
Come on.
I beg your pardon. Could you please tell me what city it is? San Francisco. California. Of course. 8 hours difference.
13, 14, 15 pounds. This money's quite old, you're aware of that.
But they're still good, aren't they?
Sure. It's just that a coin dealer would probably give you more for them. Here, all you'll get is the current rate of exchange, which is $25.50.
$25?
Really? It's the same all over. Money makes the world go round. It's just worth less and less.
Money, yeah. Everyone needs money. Tell me, has there been another gentleman here recently? Another Englishman dressed like me with currency like mine?
Not that I can recall. And they would have sent him to me if he wanted to exchange pounds for dollars.
I see. Big Mac, fries, and tea to go, please. Pommes frites? Fries of pommes frites? I never saw wood like this before. Since before the war.
The war?
Since the Second World War, you know.
Did you say World War?
Since World War II, I said.
How much are they worth?
Oh, today's market, 6,000 easy.
Would you like to buy them?
Oh, I couldn't give you top dollar, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's all right. What's your offer?
Four?
Yes, very well.
You don't want to think about it? Okay. May I see some ID? You know, driver's license or credit card, something like that?
I'm afraid I don't have some.
I can't do business unless I have some identification. How do I know these aren't hot?
Hot?
Yeah, you know, stolen.
Stolen? I assure you, sir. I give you my word as a gentleman.
Come on, give me a break. What's this gentleman stuff? How come you don't got any ID? Look, let me do a computer check on the stuff. If it's clear, we can do business.
In a week, you'll have a check.
I don't have a week.
I'll be on my way in the morning, not trouble you again.
I'm sorry, we're closing now. Utopia.
300, 400. There,
I'd like to see the officer in charge of foreign currency exchange.
You're looking at him.
You? But surely there must be a gentleman.
Don't be a chauvinist. It's taken me 3 years to make it to foreign. What's the matter? Don't you believe in women's liberation?
Women's liberation? Well, I'm dreadfully sorry. I meant no disrespect. As a matter of fact, I was all for it. So I shouldn't complain.
You were all for it. What changed your mind?
Nothing. I don't know whether you can help me.
May I help you?
I'm certainly willing for you to try. I'm looking for a man, another Englishman like me, who may have tried to exchange some money here.
I'll say.
Then he was here?
Yesterday afternoon, big as life, with a money belt that was even bigger. Must have weighed a ton. Friend of yours?
We were traveling together, and now I've lost him. His name was John Leslie Stevenson?
That's him, all right. I tried to get him to open an account with us, but he only cashed a couple hundred dollars worth.
You wouldn't happen to know what's become of him, or where he's got to, I mean.
As a matter of fact, he asked me to recommend a hotel.
An hotel?
So I sent him to the Hyatt Regency on Drum Street.
Hyatt Regency? Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're on a visit? Tourist catching?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't know anyone, perhaps you'll let me show you around. We San Franciscans are pretty proud of this old town.
Well, perhaps that might be nice.
Well, your option, you've got the card. Give me a ring if you feel like it. My name's Amy.
A ring?
You know. Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
My number's on the card. What's your name?
Herbert. Well.
What was that?
That was a very cute man.
Mm-hmm. That was a pickup. Can't stand fools.
I don't care. At least he's not gay. Plus, I love the way he talks.
How about that suit, early American?
He'll be back.
What's up, Doc?
I beg your pardon?
You were saying? Where to?
Could you please take me as quickly as possible to the Hyatt...
Who is it?
Your breakfast, sir.
Bless my soul.
May I come in?
Certainly, certainly.
You were literally the last person on earth I expected to see. You've given me quite a turn.
Though now I think of it, there was no way of preventing the machine from returning. I haven't the key.
No.
And you managed to find the nerve after all.
After I'd tested your machine for you.
And how did you manage to track me down once you'd got here? That was brilliant. We must add detective to your list of accomplishments. Your regular Sherlock Holmes.
I'm not here to engage in idle banter with you, Stevenson. You've used me. And you've used my machine to escape the end
of... I must congratulate you on that device. I confess that at dinner the other century, I thought you'd lost your wits. But fate intervened and forced me to ascertain for myself that you are truly the Columbus of a new age. The dawn of time travel. I salute you.
I want you to come with me now.
Yes, of course. Where are we going this time?
To the museum. I'm obliged to take you back to face the consequences of your acts.
You can't be serious. You're so Victorian. Now, take me back. How do you propose to do that? By force?
Be reasonable, John. We don't belong here. We've violated...
We don't belong here.
Let me show you something.
Come on, I won't bite you.
Now look.
Palestine terrorists carried out their threat and began shooting the first five of 106 Israeli schoolchildren held hostage for 18 days in a...
You haven't gone forward, Herb. You've gone back.
We've just received word that Mayor Griffin Margolin of Columbus, Ohio, was shot.
We don't belong here. On the contrary, Herbert.
CBS presents a special documentary.
I belong here completely and utterly. I'm home. It's you who do not belong here. You, with your absurd notions of a perfect and harmonious society. Drivel. The world has caught up with me and surpassed me. 90 years ago, I was a freak. Today, I'm an amateur. You go back, Herbert. The future isn't what you thought. It's what I am. Do you know that you can go into a shop here and purchase a rifle or a revolver? It's perfectly legal. These people encourage...
Stop it!
It's catching, isn't it? Violence. You know, you finding me here is rather fortuitous for me, that is. Otherwise, I'd be obliged to search for you. Well, are you going to give it to me?
I have no idea what you mean.
Of course you do. I'm talking about the key. I can't have you following me about eternity like the Flying Dutchman. Give me the key and we'll be quit.
Key? I don't have it with me.
Herbert. Herbert, I've played countless games of chess with you. And the one thing you cannot do is bluff.
Oh, Lord.
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
I'm looking for a patient recently admitted less than an hour ago. He was in an accident.
Name?
John Leslie Stevens.
Not here.
But they told me he was going to be brought here. This is San Francisco General Hospital.
Not here. Not under that name, anyway. Next.
He must have only just arrived. He was hit by a motor car.
A motor car?
Pardon?
You mean a car?
Yes. A car, yes. He's a tall, flaxen-haired, distinguished-looking Englishman.
Just a minute, please. I'm sorry, but an accident victim answering your description died 20 minutes ago. We had him listed as John Doe, number 16.
Died? But that's absolutely impossible. I saw him sitting up after the accident.
His charge says internal injuries. It happens that way sometimes.
Wait. May I see the body?
Are you family? Are you a relative?
He doesn't have any relatives.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, please.
Excuse me.
Decided to let me take you to lunch.
Hello. What did you say?
I said lunch on me. What do you say?
Oh, well,
just let me get my things. That is what you had in mind.
Yes, certainly, if you like.
Wait right there.
Well, it's your city. I'll leave it up to you.
I know. Something with just you. Don't worry. It's perfectly safe. We haven't had any trouble since the big one in 1906, Knockwood.
The big one?
The earthquake. Don't you know about that? You haven't done your reading. It leveled the whole shebang.
The shebang.
It's delicious. Far superior to that Scottish place where I breakfasted.
Scottish?
MacDougall's.
What about your friend?
Friend?
Dr. Stevenson.
Well, he wasn't exactly my friend. We had a bit of a falling out. I won't be seeing him again.
I like that suit. Is that what they're wearing in London?
It was when I left.
Is that where you're from, London? Everybody I ever meet from England's from London.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, I was asking if you were from London, because I have some friends there. I thought maybe you might know them. Of course, I realize it's a pretty big city and everything, but anyway, their name is Philip Seaworth for Coca-Cola. Any chance?
No, I'm afraid not.
You probably move in different circles anyway. Are you, you're a scientist or something?
Whatever makes you say that?
The hunch. I don't know. You give me the impression of someone who's cloistered away somewhere most of the time in a library or something doing research and never reads the newspaper.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I used to write for a newspaper. The Pall Mall Gazette.
Really? Well, shows how much I know. You a reporter?
I wrote articles on whatever struck my fancy. Social issues, mainly. The last thing I did was a series on free love.
Free love? Mm. Jeez, I haven't heard that tune since the eighth grade. Did you think it was very forward of me to invite you to lunch like this?
Do I often invite
strange men to lunch? No, I do not. But it's not often that a strange man turns me on, or a strange woman. Oh, don't get me wrong, I didn't mean to imply I was a dyke.
A dyke?
Oh, sorry, lesbian or anything like that, because I'm not. I like my sex straight. It's just that I do go for months sometimes without meeting anybody who does it for me. You know what I mean? A lot of people like my friend Carol, you know, I'm not telling tales out of school, but a lot of people can just sleep around, you know, but not me. I really have to like the guy, otherwise it's just no-go. I'm sorry. I guess I can say all that stuff right off the bat like that. It's not women's lib. I just get nervous. When I get nervous, I tend to babble.
Do I make you nervous?
Yes. You do, sort of.
Why?
Because I like you. Do you think that's something you ought to see, the Golden Gate?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Now, how'd you decide to visit this place? Stick a pin in a map or something? The Golden Gate.
The Golden Gate.
Are you gonna drive across it?
Oh, is it for motor cars?
What you thinking about?
Oh, brave new world that has such people in it. May I ask you a question?
Sure.
You mentioned your husband before.
My ex. Yeah, I was married for a while when I was very young. We met during an anti-war demonstration.
The Second World War.
I'm kidding. How old do you think I am?
Oh, I'm sorry. The Third World War?
The Vietnam War.
Vietnam?
It's just that he wanted me to give up work and have children, you know? The housewife routine. Not for me. He never took my ambition seriously. What about you? You married?
I wouldn't be here with you if I were.
Well, that's nice. A lot of guys. Well, it's no big deal. I like that.
As a matter of fact, I'm also divorced for a similar reason.
She wanted you to be a housewife?
She wanted me to be routine.
Oh. Well, that is one thing you definitely are not. I don't know what it is. First, I thought it was your voice, or maybe your clothes. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's that kind of little boy lost quality you give off. Brings up my maternal instincts.
You're very perceptive. Lost is what I am.
No.
Thank you.
see all that violence? Did you ever see Red Shoes? I really got off on that career. It's almost 6. Do you have plans for the evening?
Well, actually, I haven't made any.
Are you tired of me yet?
No, not in the least.
Great. How about I cook you dinner? I don't live too far.
Sure, it's not too much trouble?
Are you kidding? I'm half Italian. Italians love to cook.
What about the other half?
Norwegian. Norwegians love to eat.
What on earth is that?
Isn't that incredible?
Uh-huh.
They built that for the Pan American Exposition of 1914. Somehow it's still standing. I love living next to it. Come on, I'll give you the cook's tour. I bet you don't have anything like this in London, right?
You've never seen the Albert Hall.
Oh, well, hell, I've never even been to London.
Where do you live?
This way. You should see this place when they turn the lights on at night.
Is it marble?
Would you believe plastic?
What on earth is Cosmopolitan? Where are all your books?
I don't have all that many. I know that's terrible, but I just don't seem to read that much anymore. I never have time, and when I do, it seems easier to watch the TV, even though that's mainly crap.
What's that?
The phone. Ted's idea. Hello? Oh, hi. This is my friend Cal from the bank checking up on you. Yeah. Uh-huh. No. Who knows? Well, Carol, I'm trying, so will you please let me get on with it? I have to go now. Bye. Carol says hi. She wants to know if London's really crawling with Arabs.
Arabs?
She wants to marry into oil. This is almost ready. I wonder if you mind if I change my clothes, because I've been in my work clothes all day. I really won't be a minute.
No, please, please, you go right ahead.
If you don't take me into your arms this very minute, I'll scream. Ever saw.
like it was some kind of costume. Oh, my gosh. The rest of his outfit is interesting.
Amy, I don't want to compromise you. Are you quite certain I'm not forcing you to do anything that you're regretting?
Forcing me? My God, Herbert, I'm practically raping you.
November day should be sunny with low clouds along the coast. It's a nipping 51 degrees at present, going up to a high of 68, then dropping down to a predicted overnight low of 43. In the news this morning,
morning.
Terrorists assassinated industrial aircraft
control
on
Queen
Work, killing four bodyguards
and
some coffee.
Thank you.
Washington City Hall yesterday and shot and killed Mayor Kevin Margolin. In local news, another nude body, the second in 14 hours, has been discovered in the North Beach area. Identified as Cindy Chow, a prostitute, the brutally mutilated corpse was found by trash collectors in an alley behind the City Lights bookstore. Police refused to comment on the relationship between the murders, stating only that the style of the killings is similar. According to Police Chief Rod DeVito, there are no leads as yet. In other news, the stock market opened sluggishly this morning.
Coffee's ready. How do you take it? Is milk okay instead of cream?
I have to talk to you.
I'm running late.
Amy, I have to talk to you now. He's alive and out there somewhere, and I have no idea what's to be done.
You say you're after this man. Are you a detective or something? You work for Scotland Yard?
Well, let's just say that their interests are definitely involved.
I don't understand. Why can't you just go to the police, tell them who they're looking for? What's wrong with that?
They'd never believe me.
You don't know that.
They'd never... If you knew the whole story, you'd never believe me.
I'd believe you.
Well, they wouldn't. If I told them the whole truth, they'd pack me off to a lunatic asylum and not him.
Right. I led you to him, didn't I? What were you doing, visiting bank after bank? Would you have gone to bed with anybody who told you where he was?
Amy, you don't suppose that for one minute.
No, I guess I don't. I don't know. It's just very confusing. And I'm late on top of everything else. Wednesday morning is executive staff meeting.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to burden you with all this. Look, I'll get dressed and go. I'm
sorry. No. Please, you stay. I don't know what to say. Listen, I like you. I like you very much. I'd like to see you again. But I don't know how to help you if you can't go to the police. Oh, this is crazy. I don't even know where you're staying.
Yesterday was my first day.
Will you stay here for a while? Have some breakfast and try to sort things out. I'll call you if I get any bright ideas. Okay. Be sure and slam the door when you leave where it doesn't lock. One thing I never would have pegged you as, a detective.
You look like the cat that ate the canary. Did you?
Hi, Carol. How's everything?
Hey, Carol. How's everything? I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who took off the whole afternoon.
In one word, fabulous. Mm-hmm. I just can't describe it.
On second thought, please don't try. I may just die of envy.
Well, I want you to meet him. Could you come for dinner Friday night around 7? I'm sure it'll be fine with Herbert.
Herbert? Oh, you must really be hooked. I think so. I'll just check my busy social calendar. Talk to you later.
Hello again. I've come to change the more currency.
Oh. Yes, of course. How much did you have in mind to exchange this time?
Oh, say 40 guineas.
Would you excuse me for a moment? I'll be right back.
Take your time.
Come on, come on, come on. Herbert, Herbert, it's me.
Listen, Herbert, did you see you?
Who is?
What do you mean, who? Who do you think?
What?
He's right at my desk with the money belt. He wants to change more sovereigns. Herbert, what do I do? I'm terrified.
Amy, look, be calm. It's perfectly all right. You're in the middle of a bank. He's mad, but he's not stupid. Now, nothing's going to happen to you. Now, listen.
Can you keep him there?
What?
I know it's a lot to ask, but try.
Just until I get there. I'm on my way right now.
Try.
What did you say?
I said I'll try. Sorry about that. I was just checking to see what the exchange rates are this morning. You know, they fluctuate every day. I wouldn't want you to get sick. Are you enjoying your stay in San Francisco?
Very much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Did they find room for you at the Hyatt Regency?
Yes, thanks to you. You wouldn't happen to know a man called Wells? He asked you to detain me until he could get here, is that right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think I'll conduct my business here anymore if it's all the same to you. One other item. Be good enough to leave a message for Mr. Wells from me. Tell him I want that key. Tell him to leave it for me if he's with it. Leave the key or face the consequences. Have you got that? Yes, I believe you have.
Herbert, you've got to bring the police in on this now. If you don't, I will. That man is crazy. I can see it in his face. He had threatened you. Something about leaving the key to the exhibit. We gotta go to the police. Now, if you don't, I will, but I don't know what to tell them. Herbert, you can't fool around with a person like that. He's crazy.
Robin, 2340 Francisco.
His name is John Leslie Stevenson. English, he's a surgeon.
approximately 37 years of age, flaxen hair, clean-shaven, and stands well above 6 feet in height.
What makes you say that this doctor, Stevenson?
Yes.
Stevenson is responsible for the death of these two girls.
I just know for a fact that he is.
I see. Do you have spiritual powers?
Do I what?
Have spiritual powers. Are you a medium or a mystic?
I make no claim to supernatural gifts of any sort. If I could reveal the source of my information... As a matter of fact, I'm also a detective. I sent here from London on the trail of John Leslie Stevenson. Traveling incognito, of course. My name, My name is Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes, I see. Go on. Go on.
But I can't go on. I've given you a complete description. I've told you the man's name. I've told you everything that I know.
Well, it's certainly very good of you to come in and share your insight with us, Mr. Holmes. Now, where can we reach you in case we want to speak with you again?
Is that necessary? It's rather awkward. I'm staying with a friend. Must we involve her in this?
Unless it's unavoidable that we contact you. Otherwise, we're known for our discretion.
Very well. Her name is Miss Amy Robbins. She lives at 2340 Francisco.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Holmes.
You don't believe me, do you?
Mr. Holmes, I'd like to believe you. My job would be a lot simpler if I could. But this is a computer printout, and it says U.S. Customs has no record of a John Leslie Stevenson entering the country. British Customs has no record of anyone by that name leaving Great Britain. And there's also no mention of a Mr. Sherlock Holmes coming into the country either. Now, of course, he could be using another name. But since we don't even know where he is at the moment, we can't very well pick him up for questioning, can we?
Well, thank you for your time. Good day.
Put this on file.
Hi. That was a fiasco. No, he didn't believe a word of it.
Well, you try.
Well, trying isn't good enough, I'm afraid. Would you care to join me for a walk?
It's a planet. All buildings have their little quirks. Why is it your responsibility?
All right, I'm going to tell you the truth. In the first place, my name isn't Herbert Wells. It's Herbert George Wells. H.G. Wells. In the second place, I'm 113 years old. I swear to God, I am telling you the truth. Please, please believe me.
Home.
Well, where are you going?
Home.
Look, you don't believe me.
Christ, Herbert, what do you think? Please go away. I don't want to see you anymore.
Amy, please, Amy, listen to me.
Listen to you. The bigger crock of shit I never heard. Look, I don't know if you're crazy or what, but anyway, I don't care. Just go back to whatever hole you crawled out of. Go back to your machine.
Amy. Wait, Amy! Amy! Amy!
Amy, what if I can prove that what I've told you is true?
But what if? Won't you give me that chance? I know I sound mad. Don't you think I knew how you'd respond? Didn't I say yesterday that when you knew, you wouldn't believe me?
And I said I would.
Be prepared to
prophetic vision influence.
All right. There is an H.G. Wells exhibit with time machine. All right. There is some resemblance between you and the man in those pictures.
The museum is closing.
But that doesn't prove anything.
The museum is closing.
Now what?
I want you to go to the powder room.
The museum is closing.
Hang on. Come on in. You're early now. I
couldn't wait.
Come on, you kid. Got a lesson I had flowers. This is my third grade school in high school. You think flowers are all you remember? Want some grass?
Grass?
Yeah, marijuana. Don't they call it grass when you come from? England, right? You tell from your accent, Simone.
You're very observant. Are you a typical American woman?
Am I a typical American woman? Me? Yeah, more or less. You know, I like to hang out. And what about you? Are you a typical Englishman?
Not really.
Well, meet what? Are we going somewhere? Well, what time is it?
Later than you think.
Gizmo.
Well, let's just say that we wouldn't want to go anywhere without it. Right, well, this time, I'll drive. Come on, get in.
You know what you're doing? What am I saying? This is completely bananas.
I don't propose to take you any great distance. Suppose we just go forward to this Saturday. How would that be?
Just fine. My cleaning's due back.
Well, that would make it November the 10th. Now, don't expect too much. The entire voyage will only last about a quarter of a second. You ready?
Come on.
We're here.
Good. Can we go now, please?
You still maintain this is all poppycock?
That wasn't exactly the word I had in mind.
Thank you.
We must go back.
You know, we could easily avoid this whole thing.
You mean give him the key?
No. I mean come back with me.
Back?
Yes. Back to 1893.
I'm a 20th century woman. I have a career and a mind of my own. Be reasonable. How am I going to make it in 1893?
Is your work so important? It's your life we're talking about.
My work is my life. As much as yours or any other man's. Please don't start sounding like my husband. Wait a minute. What about forward?
Forward? You mean into the future? Yes, of course. No. No, we're forgetting something. Him. I can't just leave him here to do what he likes.
So much for your place and mine.
Stop a bit. You know, we're making a big mistake. We keep imagining that time is our enemy, but it's not. We know what's supposed to happen, when and where. He doesn't. This is one time I do know how he thinks. I even know before he thinks. Look here. We're too late to prevent the murder of number 3, Shirley Beckwith. Now, what about number 4? Let's see. Dolores Marks, she was killed in McLaren Park. Is that far from here?
Nothing's far from anywhere in San Francisco.
Well, she was killed, or rather, she will be killed, at 3 o'clock in the morning in McLaren Park. So all I have to do is to be there and surprise him. I'll just sit tight here for a few hours and then be off.
Oui. I'm coming too.
No. I absolutely forbid it.
Herbert, you can't drive. You don't even know where the park is. I'm perfectly safe. I've got till Friday at 7:30. Haven't you read the paper?
Stores open this time of night.
Whatever for?
So we could buy a gun. It's dangerous, in case you hadn't heard.
Well, I wouldn't purchase a weapon now, even if I could.
Oh, what is this, Victorian chivalry or something? We're playing for keeps here.
Exactly. And Stevenson was right about one thing. Violence is contagious. Like measles. And the real problem with progress is not that things aren't more efficient. The trouble is, they're the same thing. World war this, world war that. Well, we're obviously killing much more efficiently, but we're still killing. Well, I'm not going to stoop to that man's barbaric level. The first man to raise a fist is the man who's run out of ideas.
I love you.
Oh, no.
tire is flat.
Can you mend it? Can it be repaired?
Yes. Yes, but it's going to take time.
Well, Amy, calm down. Now, you work as fast as you can, and I'll go and telephone the police. Now, where would I be likely to find one?
I don't know, Herbert. There are phone booths all around here. Do you have a dime? Hmm? Herbert, do you have 10 cents for the calls?
No.
Hurry. Here. It's 911.
911.
Read the instructions.
I'll be right back. Get that? McLaren Park. Get there as soon as possible. What? Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. McLaren Park as soon as possible.
Are you all right?
Come on, Amy, go. Come on.
Zodiac, and now this.
Yeah, they're out for blood, I see.
Oh, I see. Our Mr. Holmes called last night. What time did that be?
It was at 2:45 a.m. Maybe he is psychic.
No.
We won't be here. It's very simple. We just won't be here. It's almost 10:30.
No.
I'm going to go out for a few minutes.
No!
Just for a little bit. I'll come back. We'll get into your car and be off well before 7:30 tonight.
Where are you going?
It's something that I've got to do. And you do trust me, don't you? I tell you what. What's the best hotel in the city, your favorite?
The Huntington. I used to work there.
Huntington. Now, write down the telephone number. If I'm not back in an hour, then you register at the Huntington Hotel. Now, you've got the car.
You promise you'll be back. You promise.
I promise. I promise. Now, you try and get some rest. Yes. A little brandy in the flask if you need it.
I'd rather have some Valium. Sedative.
All right. Try and get some rest.
Jimmy!
Oh.
Well,
looky
here.
Listen to me, Constable.
Amy!
Come on.
No. Amy! Amy! Get out of the house!
Just get Lieutenant Rachel down here. You're going to have another murder on your hands if you don't let me go. State your name, please. I've just told you, Herbert George Wells.
What is this, please? You're valuable.
Preposterous. Valuable. Now, please, hurry. Please, there is a young lady who's in very grave danger.
Your watch, please.
My watch?
Oh, 180.
180 is 30.
Please, where is Lieutenant Mitchell? Is he around? Oh, you don't need that. It's just a key.
Yes, we do.
Look, there is a woman, Miss Amy Robbins, who's in very great... Why do you need my glasses? Now, look, please, where is Lieutenant Mitchell? I demand to see Lieutenant Mitchell!
I'm sorry, we have no one by the name Amy Robbins registered at the Hotel Huntington, and I have no reservation for anyone in that name.
Absolutely no right. Look, please let me see that, can I? Please.
Will.
Look, now, soon, hurry, please, help!
I told you 50 times. My name is H.G. Wells. I came here in a time machine of my own construction. I'm pursuing Jack the Ripper, who escaped into the future in my machine. Now, if you don't do something, he'll have killed Miss Robbins by 7:30 tonight.
What about the gun? They weren't making that model back in 1893. That's Korean War ordnance.
I've told you. I just purchased it. I purchased it to defend Miss Robbins should the worst come to the worst.
Where did you purchase it?
At a pawn shop. Look, I don't remember the name. You're wasting your time. Please listen to me. I mean, forget about the shop. Forget about the time machine. Forget that I'm H.G. Wells. Please just save the girl.
I'm afraid you'll have to do better than that. Last time you were Sherlock Holmes.
All right, let's take it from the top.
My name is H.G. Wells. I came here in a time machine, the one at the museum. Now just tell me what you want.
I want the truth, not this cock and bull story, and we're going to stay here until I get it.
Take a look at this.
That's it. Take a look. Take a look, you cretinous idiot. This is tomorrow's bloody paper. You see what it says? You see what will happen if you don't listen to me? Listen to me!
Mr. Wells, or whatever your real name is, you know as well as I do that novelty shops will run off a phony newspaper edition for you if you pay them $3. Now, you may have been born yesterday, but I certainly wasn't. Now, where did you get the gun?
Herbert?
You want a break for dinner?
Hey. I'll strike a bargain with you.
I confess. I'll confess to anything you like.
Please send a card to 2340 Francisco.
in the car and I'll sign whatever you want.
Carol, my friend from work. I forgot I invited her over for dinner to meet you.
Amy?
She's got the car.
Anything?
The newspaper was wrong.
Amy? Not so fast. We have a little unfinished business.
What more do you want?
You know what I want. Give me the key. And you get the White Queen.
All right. All right. You let her go and I'll throw it to you.
Oh, no. My mother was rather an atrocious woman in her way, but her many failings did not include raising mentally deficient sons.
You throw me the key and I'll release the girl.
On your honor, John.
You have my word as a gentleman.
There's just one thing. I would have expected that you'd notice by now that I am not a gentleman. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, Herbert.
You know where we're going.
Thank you.
haven't instructed him in the use of one of these machines. Go fast, please. What is it, H.G.? You're becoming extremely tiresome.
The girl.
Which girl? What do you mean, this one?
Let her go, please, I beg you. You can afford to be magnanimous. Women throughout the centuries are yours for the taking.
Is it so important? Frankly, I don't find her especially attractive to you. No, you're not about to disagree with me, are you?
No.
No what?
No. I don't find her particularly attractive.
Well, shall I cut her throat right now, then?
No. Please. John, you and I, we were friends once. I admired you.
Oh, what are you babbling about, Wells? Really, you've become quite an old fool, haven't you?
Yes, I am an old fool. I know nothing.
And she means that much to you?
Yes. Please.
I'm sorry. H.G., it's checkmate and you've lost again.
Last anyone will hear of Jack the Ripper. Now it's time for us to say goodbye before the police arrive.
You're going back? Why?
I've got to dismantle that machine for one thing. Until we master ourselves, we have no proper use for time. And then I've got all those books to write, whatever they are. Fiction, I hope. Every age is the same. It's only love that makes any of them bearable. And finally, I must go back because that is where I belong. And my life is almost as important to me as yours. Not quite.
rest of life without you. Please. Don't expect miracles. I'm changing my name to Susan B. Anthony.